Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're taking a close look at Wink MOD APK. It's a modified video editor for Android.
Yep, and we've gathered quite a bit of info on what it does.
We have indeed. Our mission here is really to get a handle on what Wink MOD APK offers you, the listener.
Right. We want you to quickly grasp the basics, the benefits, maybe the drawbacks, without getting bogged down in tech jargon.
Exactly. And we're using several sources here covering different angles, so let's just jump right in. Okay, first off, the fundamentals. What does Wink MOD APK actually do?
Well, at its heart, it's presented as a free video editor for Android. Pretty straightforward.
Okay.
It lets you do the basic editing things you'd expect, you know, importing clips, trimming them, adjusting the speed, brightness, contrast, that kind of stuff.
Standard editing suite then. But it feels like there's more to it.
Oh, definitely. You can also layer on effects, animations, different text fonts, visual filters, stickers, you name it.
Okay.
But where it gets interesting is its focus on, like, retouching and enhancing video quality.
Enhancing quality. How exactly?
So the app claims it can improve clarity, sharpness, even upscale HD video to 4K potentially.
Wow, 4K.
Yeah, which makes it attractive if you want your stuff to look really polished for YouTube or TikTok, Instagram Reels.
Right, getting that high def look maybe without starting with high def source material.
Precisely, and a lot of that enhancement power comes from built-in AI modules.
Ah, AI, knew that would come up.
Yeah, they're designed to sort of intelligently analyze and improve the video.
Okay, AI powered.
Yeah.
Sounds sophisticated. Now, that MOD APK part, that tells us this isn't the standard version from the Play Store, yeah.
Exactly. That's a really key point. A MOD APK is, well, a modified version of the original Wink app.
Right. Modified how? What's the difference for the user?
The main difference, the big draw, really, is feature access.
Access, meaning?
Meaning the MOD version usually unlocks all the VIP or premium features, the stuff you'd normally have to pay for in the official app via in-app purchases.
Oh, okay. So you get the paid features without paying.
That's the core appeal, yeah.
That certainly clarifies the attraction. So what kind of premium features are we talking about? Our sources listed quite a few.
They did. Across the board, you see things like premium unlocked, obviously. Unlimited exports is a big one, often including that 4K export capability we mentioned. And ads removed.
No ads is always good. What else?
Usually, no watermark is included. Yeah. Sometimes you can even add your own custom watermark instead.
Okay, branding control.
Right. Then there are features like a body tuner.
Body tuner.
Yeah, for modifying appearance in videos. And various AI tools like AI repair for fixing video problems, AI retouch for general improvements.
AI repair and retouch sound handy. Keep going.
Super resolution to boost clarity, AI expansion, maybe for filling image areas, AI anime.
Anime, like turning videos into cartoons.
Kind of, yeah. We'll get more into the AI specifics. Also, unlocking subtitles, auto beauty features, and noise reduction for audio.
Wow, okay. That is a lot of stuff that's normally behind a paywall.
Mm.
Let's dig into those AI features more. Sounds like they're central.
They really seem to be. So one major one is AI video repair or quality enhancer.
Right.
The idea is to improve visual quality, sharpness, clarity. It tries to fix blurriness, low resolution. Some sources even say it might help with slightly damaged video files.
That could be a lifesaver for older clips or shaky footage.
Could be, yeah. And crucially, the MOD versions often claim unlimited use of this AI enhancement.
Ah, whereas the official free version might limit you.
Exactly. It might have a daily cap or something. Unlimited is a big plus if you edit a lot.
Makes sense. What other AI tricks does it have?
Another big one is AI-generated subtitles.
Ooh, automatic subtitles.
Yeah, it claims it can transcribe the audio, sync it up as subtitles, often in multiple languages, too. That's a huge time saver.
Definitely. Manual subtitles are tedious.
Totally. Then there's AI beautification.
Okay, let me guess. Smoothing skin, removing blemishes.
You got it. That, plus subtle face reshaping, virtual makeup, enhancing eyes, maybe even tweaking facial expression slightly. It's like an automatic digital touch-up artist.
For video, right. Interesting. And that AI anime thing.
Right, that uses AI to analyze the video and transform it into a cartoon or animated style. Often gives you a few different styles to pick from.
Hmm.
And one source mentioned this might actually cost extra even within the official app's premium tier. So getting it unlocked in the MOD is potentially a bigger deal.
A creative tool, for sure. What else is AI doing in there?
There's AI color management, automatically adjusting color balance, AI anti-shake for stabilizing wobbly footage.
Always useful.
Very. AI expression for tweaking facial expressions more specifically, AI live images, animating static photos.
Animating photos. Okay.
Yeah, adding subtle motion. It seems like AI is woven into almost everything.
It really does.
Beyond those, there's more general AI-powered retouching for natural facial feature enhancement and even automated object removal.
Removing things from the video, like people or objects.
That's the claim, yeah. Select and remove unwanted elements.
The whole point of all this AI seems to be making complex edits much easier and faster for, you know, the average user. Bringing pro-level effects to the masses, kind of. Okay, so beyond the AI stuff, which is clearly a huge part, what other features stood out from our sources? That list seemed really long.
It's pretty comprehensive. Frame managing, for example, lets you tweak the frame rate for smoother video or like better slow motion effects.
Okay.
The personalized watermark we touched on, good for branding.
Yep, important for creators. What else?
The body tuner for appearance tweaks, specific tools for makeup and skin tone adjustment, an auto beautify button for quick combined retouching and
focus fixes.
Exactly. And interestingly, some versions apparently have community and chatting features, social elements built in.
A social network inside a video editor. That's it.
You also get standard controls for aspect ratio and speed, adding text and graphics, using unique templates for quick video creation.
Templates are always handy.
Yeah. And it claims universal compatibility, Android, maybe iOS via APK, PC via emulators, though claims is the key word there for non-Android.
Right. Unofficial routes for other platforms.
Then there's high resolution export up to 4K, a big selling point, low light fixing to enhance dark shots, noise reduction for audio cleanup, image analysis to reduce like digital noise or pixelation in frames.
It just keeps going.
Pretty much. Sync beat to match edits to music rhythm, creating 3D photos, image interpolation for resizing quality, video recording, voice probably means audio extraction, GIF creation, image magnification, mosaic effects, image cutout for backgrounds, animated volume effects, maybe filters, image retouching for wrinkles, dark circles, match colors between images, remove flickering, high-res capture screenshots from video.
Wow. That is an absolutely massive feature set for one app, especially, you know, one offering the premium bits for free in this modified way. Which brings us to the pros and cons, doesn't it?
It really does. And the pros are pretty obvious and compelling. Mm-hmm. Number one, free access to all those premium features.
Can't argue with free.
Right. Plus, usually an ad-free experience and no watermarks forced on your videos.
Also big wins.
And the unlimited exports, especially up to 4K. That's huge for anyone serious about creating content.
Okay, so free premium, no ads, no watermarks, unlimited 4K exports. Sounds like a dream on paper.
It does. And then you add the powerful AI tools that simplify things, the fact it's reportedly easy to use, the time savings, sheer variety of tools, the claimed compatibility. Mm-hmm. It's easy to see why people download it.
Okay, the upsides are crystal clear, but the downsides. Using a modified app, not from the official store.
Yeah.
That sounds risky.
And that's the critical trade-off.
Yeah.
The biggest con is the unofficial nature. Security and privacy are real concerns. You're downloading from sources that aren't vetted, like the Play Store.
Malware risk, basically.
Potentially, yes.
Right.
Also, updates are usually manual. You have to find and install new versions yourself, unlike automatic updates.
Which means you might miss security patches or bug fixes.
Exactly. And stability can be an issue. These MODs might crash more, especially on older phones, because they haven't had the same testing.
You know, official support either, I guess.
Nope. You're on your own if something goes wrong. Plus, it might just not work in certain countries.
Mm-hmm.
And rendering complex videos, especially 4K, could be slow or resource intensive.
So convenience and free features versus potential security, stability, and support issues.
Right.
So for you, our listener, trying to make sense of this, what are the key takeaways if someone's considering Wink MOD APK?
Well, the main attraction is clear. Getting powerful video and photo enhancement tools easily, without needing deep editing skills or paying for pricey software.
Making things look good, fast.
Pretty much. But, and it's a big but, you absolutely have to weigh the potential downsides. The security risks are real.
Even if it's reportedly user-friendly for beginners?
Yes. User-friendly doesn't mean safe. You're stepping outside the safety net of official app stores.
And what about its popularity? Those download numbers seem huge.
They do hundreds of millions, some sources claim.
Yeah.
And lots of positive reviews. That suggests many people do find it useful. But those reviews are often for the MOD version from unofficial sites. They might not reflect stability issues long term, or, you know, the security implications aren't usually mentioned in a 5-star review saying it works great.
A very important caveat. Okay, let's wrap this deep dive up. Key things to remember about Wink MOD APK.
Okay, summing up, Wink MOD APK gives you a massive toolbox for video and photo editing. Lots of premium features, unlocked for free, heavy reliance on AI to make complex things easier.
Enhancing quality, adding effects, removing watermarks, ads.
All of that. It's designed for convenience and impressive results, especially with the AI enhancements like repair, beautification, subtitles, 4K export.
Sounds powerful.
It does sound powerful. However, users absolutely must be aware of the risks. Using unofficial modified software carries potential security threats to your device and data. There's no official support, updates are manual, stability might be shaky.
It's a trade-off. Convenience and cost saving versus potential risks.
Exactly. Everyone needs to weigh that balance for themselves.
A balanced view is crucial. Okay, so here's a final thought for you, our listener, to chew on. Seeing how easy and powerful these AI editing tools are becoming, even through unofficial channels like this, how might this kind of accessibility change the game for online video creation? And what ethical questions pop up when powerful editing is this easy to get, maybe bypassing the intended payment models? Think about that balance, the convenience versus the potential risks and implications of using modified apps. Thanks for exploring this with us on The Deep Dive.